Due to a decision made by commissioners a few years ago, the beginning pay for employees of the county office holders was set in stone until a recent action taken by an office holder. At the meeting of the Saline County Commission yesterday, Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. said Prosecuting Attorney Don Stopher has elected to give a new hire, Breanne Moenkoff, a bit of a bump in salary up from $11.50 to $12 per hour. The extra 50 cents per hour over the normal starting pay will be taken out of Stopher's office discretionary fund, which Guthrie said he can do. Saline County Auditor Tara Vogelsmeyer likes the policy set forth by the commission because it's fair.
You all created a policy to try to create a fair and balanced salary scale of everybody coming in at the $11.50 per hour rate. I support you in that policy. I feel that you have a lot of chaos when office holders try to dictate and change your policy. I'm not in support of this, as I understand you all aren't either, but our hands are tied with the discretionary fund.
Vogelsmeyer said a written protest will be attached to each payroll.
With each payroll from this point forward, with this employee, that additional money, this will be a written protest that will be attached to each of the payrolls. You know, you'll see that come through with the payroll, and you can sign it or not sign it. But I understand that the clerk commission and I, we're against this, but we have no choice at this point. So I just hope that this doesn't set a precedence, because what you have done in the policy to create fairness is great.
Moenkoff started work as an office assistant in Stopher's office on April 17th. The MMU Board of Public Works opened bids for a scissor lift and cardboard baler during a recent meeting. The board discussed the need to replace a 1977 scissor lift during a meeting held on April 13th. Three bids for used 2011 scissor lifts were received from United Rentals of Warrensburg. Electric Distribution Representative Doug Root recommended the middle bid of $9,949. A low bid of $9,489 was considered, but that model of lift didn't meet specifications, so the board approved Root's recommendation. In other business, General Manager Kyle Gibbs explained a change in original bid of $159,000 from the Paper and Dust Pros, Inc. of Grandview in the need to purchase a cardboard baler.
Just in that conversation, they told me they would drop the price of their completely reconditioned baler to $99,000. With that change in the equipment that they're getting here, that really makes it the best choice for us to have it installed. We can have it installed next week. You know, right now we've got a second shift we'd like to get back to one shift. That baler is quite a bit, physical size-wise, quite a bit bigger than the one that they're offering in St. Louis.
Gibbs says a bid of $97,500 from DeHart Recycling Equipment of St. Louis was received, but that baler would require future maintenance. So Gibbs recommended to the board to accept the new bid, and the board approved the recommended bid of $99,000. A Deepwater resident was injured in a rollover traffic crash in Henry County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 62-year-old Gary Bollinger traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck a driveway, became airborne, and overturned in a ditch. Bollinger was transported by EMS to a hospital in the area of the crash for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened just after 8 a.m. on Route Z, 0.6 mile east of Route U. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.